With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Our next two guests are the only father-son combination in Major League Baseball history to both have 50 home run seasons. They were two of the preeminent power sluggers of their generation. And when Pops did it in 1990, it was not a feat that had been done except one other time in the previous 25 years. Prince and Cecil Fielder join us here on the DA Show this morning. Prince, good morning. Cecil, good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
It is great to have you guys here on the show, and I love that you guys are teaming up with Kingsford for a Body by Barbecue marketing campaign because, you know, there's Body by Jake, there's Body by Atkins Diet, there's Body by Keto, but I prefer Body by Barbecue as well, okay? And I prefer my Body by Barbecue coming up Memorial Day weekend to start a big summer. And so, Cecil, we'll start for you because out of respect for Pops, we'll do this. How fun is Body by Barbecue instead of actually having to deal with, you know, health food?
Well, hey, I've never dealt with health food, so you know I like Body by Barbecue. We were talking earlier, I mean, it's just a part of what I do. You know, grilling is a part of what I do. I love getting out there on the grill, showing my skills. I use my Kingfish charcoal, give me a few chips, put some mesquite wood in there, some hickory, and go to work. And that's what I do. I love barbecuing. So it was a good fit for me because I'm a cook. This is what I do every day. I cook, and then I grill. I do whatever. I cook whatever, so I love doing it.
Very nice. Cecil and Prince Fielder joined us here on the show. Got to go to work on that grill. I love it. Now, Prince, you played in two amazing eating cities. In fact, really three amazing eating cities with Milwaukee, Detroit, and in Dallas with the Texas Rangers. What's the best eating city that you played in?
Man, that's a good question. I have to say Texas. You know, they got a, you know, they're the ones with all the, you know, barbecue. So, I mean, I think Texas is the best. They have everything, you know. Plus, you know, there's a lot of bodies by barbecue out there, so you got it. You know what I mean? I say that with respect now.
That's right. Yeah.
No doubt. Hey, you know, and Texas barbecue is unique because they do a lot of the sausage. They love the Texas brisket. They do a lot of things. What was your favorite order, your favorite part of Texas barbecue?
I used to eat a lot of the sausage, everything, but I have a pet pig now. So, you know, I'm leaning more towards the chicken, grilled chicken and stuff like that.
The fish.
You know what I mean? Once I got a pet pig, I had to. It's just so tough looking at bacon.
I told him bacon would be in trouble at my house.
So this is interesting. Cecil, when you saw Prince's pig, did you start feeling bad eating pork?
No, not at all. I had my eyes on bacon.
That's great. Now, Prince, what's the name of your pig?
Bacon.
So you named your pig Bacon, but now you don't eat bacon anymore?
No, it's just weird. It was weird. My kids thought they can still do it, and then the first day they tried, they're like, "Nah, this is weird, Dad. Bacon's licking he's putting his snout on my leg, and I'm eating bacon. I can't do it." Like I told you, weird.
Will you eat turkey bacon?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's different. Yeah, okay. Anything that's not a, you know, pork. Yeah.
Now I've thought about this. I love pork so much, and I love beef so much, but when I look at these little piglets and I look into their eyes that are on TV or I'm at a farm or something like that or on the internet, I do start feeling bad.
It grabs you, doesn't it?
It grabs you. This is why I'm never going to have a pet pig. I think you made a big mistake here, Prince.
No, he's great.
Bacon's cool, but I'm going to tell you what, he didn't make me stop because I like it.
That's great. Now, Cecil, you played in Japan in 1989, and then you came back here to the States. What was the best thing you ate in Japan?
Oh, man, Kobe beef. Oh, yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then we went to this restaurant called Onishi's every once in a while, and he had the Japanese pancakes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Now tell me about the Japanese pancakes for our listeners that don't know about.
You know, lobster in it, shrimp. I mean, it was crazy. Onishis.
I love
it. Kobe, Japan. That's when Prince had his little tight-ass shorts on going to the ballpark. His mother would dress him in these tighty-whities. I'm like, what are you doing? Got my son coming to the ballpark with tight. I mean, you know, like, I mean, skin tight.
I dressed lean. I was lean.
Well, you know, you know, Prince, you actually were ahead of the time fashion-wise because, you know, now everything is very slim fit. It's very Euro style.
That's what happened.
So you were ahead of the curve. You know, you should tell Dad that.
Yeah.
He was upset. His mother would do that to him on purpose. I'm like, why are you dressing this kid in tight clothes?
You know, Prince, you're around my age, and we went through the late 80s, early 90s, and full 90s, where it's all about big baggy jerseys. Did you have a favorite baggy jersey of an athlete growing up that you always used to wear?
Not really. I mean, all the jerseys, we usually hung them up. So I really didn't wear too many jerseys growing up. No, I don't really have a specific one.
Okay.
Like I wore, but I mean, Ken Griffey was my favorite player growing up, you know. So, I mean,
if I mean, I were to wear one, we'd go to Seattle, and the kid would leave me and go stay with Ken Griffey.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah, he wouldn't even stay with me. Dad, I'll see you. I'm going to the kid's house.
That's amazing. So, Prince, you got to spend time with your hero when you were young, Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, he had all the video games, so, you know, I go to his house. I mean, he had the first. I don't know if you remember NBA Jam, right?
So, yeah, of
but
course.
He actually had the
he had the arcade game.
The arcade. That was mind blowing for me.
Oh, forget
it. But you could actually get those.
Yeah, right. That's amazing.
Yeah, that was great.
You didn't have to pop quarters then, I guess. You could just play for free.
Not at all. Play all day.
Oh, that's amazing. And you're doing it with Ken Griffey Jr. Is he also playing with you?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh, that's awesome.
See, he had it made, man. He he got to hang out with all the dudes while I went to work back then. He hung out with everybody.
That final game of the regular season, 1990, I'll never forget because all the kids in class the next day were like, did you hear Cecil hit 50 and 51? Did you hear? When you went into game 162, again, hitting 50 home runs was kind of unheard of at that time. Was that like, hey, if I do this, I put myself in immortality? Or were you just playing that game like any other game?
Nah, it was like this dude sitting next to me was on me like, Dad, come on, get it done. What are you doing? I mean, I had more pressure at home than I did at the ballpark. It was incredible. Dad, what are you doing? Get on top of the plate. Get it. Make him come in there. Make him do it. And, you know, Steve Atkins made a mistake, and I jumped him. So, I mean, it was a great – that was coming full circle for me because, you know, being in Toronto, not getting to play every day, then having to go to Japan and play, then come back – and you know, kind of say I told you so. It was full circle for me. So it was definitely an incredible year, and it was a good time. And that was good times in Detroit at that time. I mean, I was there with Sparky, and you know, he's like the most unbelievable person in baseball for me. Was Sparky Anderson? I loved the guy.
Yeah.
So I got to spend you know a lot of time with him, and you know, he talked baseball. He was a baseball man. And, you know, I remember one time we were in Oakland. It was right when they first came out with all the printouts and all that stuff. So it was me and Jack Morris and Sparky and Tramp. So Skip says, Seth, does that paper hit? I said, no, Skip. He says, does that paper throw strikes? I said, no, Skip. He said, don't bring it in my clubhouse. That's old school. You know, that's all right. They do now is analytics. Everybody got a piece of paper, you know.
Yeah, that's pre-Moneyball, that's for sure. Don't bring the piece of paper inside the clubhouse. Yeah,
don't bring it in here.
That's great. Cecil Fielder and Prince Fielder joined us this morning on the show. It's awesome as well that you guys ended up with the same number of home runs, 319. That is so wild. And you guys are part of the Body by Barbecue campaign here. So I want to get tips on the grill from both of you guys because the summer's almost here. Memorial Day weekend's almost here. Prince, we'll start with you. Give me your best tip on the grill.
Well, for me, I'm a foodie. So, it's, I mean, my dad's more of the grill on lock. I'm going to go with the foodie and, you know, the taste of the game, the book or whatever. They have tons of good recipes. Mine in there is probably the fish tacos. They got some burnt ends in there.
Mm.
I'm going to let my dad talk about the grill.
You come to my house, if the grill's hot, you get what you want. I'm a ribs guy. You know, I like my ribs. I like my country ribs. You know, I like everything.
But, you know, whatever you like at my house, when it's time to hit the grill, I'll put it on for you and make it happen.
I love it. Taste of the Game. Kingsford celebrating the best of barbecue and baseball. It's a cookbook with 30 regional dishes inspired by all the teams in Major League Baseball. And Kingsford's Body by Barbecue, promoting the brand Taste of the Game campaign, is happening right now. Extra saucy, extra meaty. Body by Barbecue, that makes me very hungry, even at 9:49 in the morning right here on the East Coast. Prince and Cecil Field are joining us here on the show. Guy, this was awesome, man. Happy upcoming Father's Day for both of you guys.
It
was awesome to talk to you. Man, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You got it. Prince Fielder, Cecil Fielder, joining us this morning on the show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.